1 Corinthians 13 and verse 4. Love has long patience, is kind. Love is not emulous of others. Love is not insolent and rash, is not puffed up, does not behave in unseemly manner, does not seek what is its own, is not quickly provoked, does not impute evil, does not rejoice at iniquity, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether prophecies, they shall be done away, or tongues, they shall cease, or knowledge, it shall be done away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect has come, that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I felt as a child, I reasoned as a child. When I became a man, I had done with what belonged to the child. For we see now through a dim window obscurely, but then face to face. Now I know partially, but then I shall not act according, as I also have been known. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three things, and the greater of these is love. The first epistle to Peter, and chapter 1, 1 Peter 1 and verse 21. Who by him do believe on God, who has raised him from among the dead, and given him glory, yet your faith and hope should be in God, having purified your souls by obedience to the truth, to unfeigned brotherly love. Love one another out of a pure heart fervently, being born again not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the living and abiding word of God. In chapter 4 and verse 7, but the end of all things is drawn nigh. Be sober, therefore, and be watchful unto prayers. But before all things, having fervent love among yourselves, because love covers a multitude of sins. Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 10, and verse 24. And let us consider one another for provoking to love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the custom is with some, but encouraging one another, and by so much the more, as you see the day drawing near. It will be obvious from the scriptures that I've read, the subject I have in mind. I think we were all searching and challenged when we were reading John's Gospel chapter 15 the other week, when the Lord says that this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. And it's a tremendous challenge to our hearts that this formation of the divine nature should be brought in our souls, that there should be this matter of love before us. Brother Tim prayed much on Monday night in relation to love amongst us, but it's a challenge to all of our hearts as to whether we are formed in a divine nature, and the matter of love would be before us at the present time. I think wonderful thing to be in the knowledge of the love of the Lord Jesus, as he says, as I have loved you. None of us would doubt the love of the Lord that took him into death, and at the death of the cross, that he might secure us for himself and for our blessing. But as he was going away, he was leaving this commandment, because I think he would understand the challenges that would face believers in the world, and these scriptures that I've read that would bring before us the great challenges that there are in the present time, not only amongst God's people, but even in the world system, the knowledge of love isn't there. There's so much hatred and violence in the world at the present time, but wonderful thing to know in the Christian circle where the flow of love is known. And so I was drawn to these scriptures. Amazing, isn't it, that Paul, he takes up a whole chapter on this matter of love, and gives a description of what it is, but he's, in the section that I didn't read, he spoke about all these things that we might have, but if we haven't got love, then it's of no use. The Corinthians were a company, but they came short in no gift. They were a very gifted company. So this word would have come to challenge the hearts of these ones that he wrote to. So it says that if the tongues of men have come sounding brass or a clanging cymbal, if I have not love, If I have knowledge, the faith, but I have not love, I am nothing. For if we dole out their goods and food, deliver up our bodies, I may be burned. I have not love, I profit nothing. So then he gives this wonderful description of what love is. Think of what the Apostle Paul would have known of divine love. As one who was full of hatred and persecuting the assembly of God, dragging them off to prison, and yet one of the first things that would have affected him as he was drawn into that place in Damascus where that brother Ananias came and said, "Saul, brother." What an exhibition there was of love shown to him. And I think we all feel our failings, of course, but it is a divine nature. It's what has been, it's what the God is himself, God is love. And so Paul goes on to speak about all these things. I don't intend to go through each matter, but it's these things. That love is not envious of others. Love is not insolent and rash. It does not seek its own. But we can see the difference between love and lust. Lust considers for oneself, but love considers for others. And this is a tremendous thing in the Christian company, where this exhibition, expression of love can be shown in thinking of others. He says it never fails. It rejoices with the truth. And then he speaks of these things that will cease. Prophecies will be done away with. Knowledge shall be done away with. And then he goes on to speak about faith, hope and love. These are the three essentials of the Christian testimony at the present time. Christianity itself. Faith, hope and love. And he says these three things abide. And the greater of these is love. I think that faith and hope is something which is particularly needed at the present time. Our faith in God and in Christ himself, and the hope that we have of his appearing and being with him. But then think of love. The love will endure forever. Love is, I think that's what faith and hope will cease, but love will abide. And just encourage our hearts just to see what Paul had to write about it. And then when we come to Peter, we might say, well, how does this work out in our souls? I personally feel my lack in relation to these things, but and I think Peter gives us the process by which these things are arrived at, because he speaks there that having purified your souls by obedience to the truth, to unfeigned brotherly love, love one another out of a pure heart fervently. So as the truth would have its effect upon our hearts and our spirits, this would be wrought out in our hearts and souls. There might be this matter of love been expressed, having loved one another out of pure heart fervently. It shows an intensity of love. And think of Peter writing these epistles to these scattered saints and knowing what it was that would hold the saints together. And I think that's a word for us at the present time. What will hold us together is love for the truth, love for Christ and love for one another. And he speaks of being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the living and abiding word of God. So what has been brought in our hearts, the divine nature, as I said earlier, that's what's been planted there, and that is what's to be given expression to. Then in chapter 4, he says, "But above all things, having fervent love among yourselves, because love covers a multitude of sin." Mm-hmm. There's an expression that love is blind, but it doesn't say that here. It says, love covers. It covers a multitude of sins. There are many things that might annoy or aggravate. You see it in a family particularly, how people get aggravated and wound up. But if there's the nature of love there, it overcomes all these things. And I just think that these things are to be seen in the Christian company, how these things can be overcome by this matter of having fervent love among ourselves. Think of what he speaks there, the end of all things is drawn nigh. I think there's none of us here that would say that we don't see the end coming rapidly. And as we see it coming, the matter is to be watched over and be watchful unto prayers. We need to be before the Lord in relation to these things. The end of this time, this period of time which God has wrought with men is soon to cease, soon to come to an end. We see things building up in the world, and we see the whole social order of things being overturned. But then he says about the matter of being watchful unto prayers and being sober. There's a spirit which should mark the believer. I do feel the matter of prayer as well, how watchful unto prayers, how the enemy of our soul seeks to come in to stop us in our prayers privately, householdly, and even together. But may we be helped in relation to these things. But then it says, before all things, having fervent love among yourselves, because love covers a multitude of sins. Well, maybe I know something of this working out amongst us. As I say, we all often offend and upset. There's that which should be brought in our hearts by the blessed Lord himself, and we have the gift of the Spirit to help us in relation to this. There might be this matter of love flowing amongst us. And then, finally, in that scripture in Hebrews, the writer there says, let us consider one another for provoking to love. Well, that's a good matter, to provoke someone to love rather than to provoke someone to anger. And good works, love and good works. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the custom is some, but encouraging one another, and by so much the more, as you see the day drawing near. Well, as I said, we see the end of this time coming, but we see the coming of the Lord drawing near, and the time when the Lord will establish his kingdom. And let us be considering there for one another, for the promotion of these things, that there might be blessing and encouragement and help for us all. We certainly do experience the love of the brethren, especially in times of difficulty, in times of sorrow. What a thing it is to be surrounded by the love of God's people. But may this matter be promoted amongst us and help us together. And may it be for God's glory, for his blessing, for his praise and our blessing, for his name's sake. Amen. Amen.